Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Toward the end of his life, Paul wrote a letter to his son in the Lord, Timothy. Paul tells of some of the difficulties that he had encountered, persecutions which he had endured. And then he wrote, "Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them." He then made a somewhat shocking statement. He said, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Whoa, just a minute, you may be thinking. I don't remember that they talked about this before I signed up. It must have been in the small print that I didn't read. Vast numbers of people today are shocked and embarrassed when they become targets of scorn, verbal abuse, or even physical persecution. In many countries of the world, including some where today's program will be read or heard, Christians are in a tiny minority, and in many of those countries, persecution is increasing. Consider several of the many headlines that we have read in the paper recently. Christian man's arms chopped off for not embracing Islam. Egypt mob burns 80 Christian homes. Christian persecution on rise in Pakistan. Russia bans evangelism outside of the church. We are living in a period of time when religious tensions are growing stronger and more heated. The result is that more and more innocent people suffer. Strange as it seems, Jesus said that when this happens, God's children are to rejoice that they are counted worthy to suffer. When persecution strikes, there are several responses. Many fall away. Like those in the parable of the sower and the tares, they consider the price too great and distance themselves from the faith. When the communists took over in China in 1949, more than half of those who considered themselves to be believers went out the back door of the church and never came back. They apostatized. Others, however, simply go underground. They are the ones who say, they can't stop us from worshiping God in our homes. Secret or silent believers, yet their lives reflect a difference, and that fact makes them targets. Their faith makes them lights in a dark world, and that very fact significantly impacts the workplace and their neighborhood. Observers can understand how they treat persecution with goodness, hate with love, and scorn with a smile. Some commit themselves to the hands of God and are willing to face prison. Such was a man I tell about in my book, Profiles of Faith, Wang Mingdao, a Chinese pastor in Shanghai who was imprisoned by the communists because of his resistance. When he was offered a chance for his freedom, by denouncing his preaching and teaching, he reasoned that he could sign the document but not mean it. He did. Then he realized what he had done. He walked the streets saying, "I am Judas, I am Judas." Going back to the authorities, he said, "Put me back in prison. I will never deny Jesus Christ again." For the following 22 years, he paid the price and became a powerful witness in prison as to how God can and does meet someone who stands without compromise for the cause of Christ. Friend, read the fine print. Remember, Jesus said, you cannot be his disciple without taking your cross and following him. What you may not have been told is that there is a price to pay, but the reward is heavenly. Never forget it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.